Hello, Patrick Kelly, how are you? Thank you for giving to the Kickstarter.
I'm sorry, Patrick, an orphan just took Dave's mic.
This is your 10-minute podcast.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
What?
I don't know. What just happened? This is for Patrick?
Patrick.
Okay. It's my middle name.
Patrick, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were one of them.
Excuse me?
This is what he's requested.
Okay.
Story about Elvis.
Oh, great. Okay, cool. I like.
God damn it, I didn't write down the year.
Let's just say 1801.
1801! Elvis's father, Vernon, and wife, Priscilla, complained that he'd spent too much on Christmas presents one year.
Jesus. Every year.
More than 100.
I mean, it's basically like pills being Santa.
More than 100,000 for 32 handguns and 10 Mercedes Benzes.
What the fuck?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Elvis was upset, so he drove to the airport and caught the next available flight.
Because he was pissed because they were pissed?
He was pissed because they were pissed because they said he had spent too much money. So he's like, oh, I'm going on a plane.
Elvis gave away so many cars that he was mad and left.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he just got on the next available flight, which happened to be bound for Washington. He checked in a hotel, then got bored and decided to fly to Los Angeles. Elvis called and asked me to pick him up at the airport, recalls Jerry Schilling, Presley's longtime aide, who dutifully arrived at the Los Angeles airport at 3 a.m. to chauffeur the king to his mansion there. Elvis was traveling with some guns and his collection of police badges. And he decided that what he really wanted was a badge from the Federal Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs back in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Yep. This all makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I know that he was like obsessed with being in law enforcement and stuff. Yeah. And had badges and liked guns.
Yeah.
There is even a story one time when he pulled someone over.
Yeah.
Unsolicited. They were like, excuse me? And he was like, going a little fast back there.
You hate some issues.
Yeah.
The NARC badge represented some kind of ultimate power to Elvis. With a federal narcotics badge, he believed he could legally enter any country both wearing guns and carrying any drugs he wished.
What?
He's like a narcotics king from Mexico.
Yeah. But you gotta love, like, getting to the point where you're like, look, all I want is to be able to take as many guns and as many drugs anywhere as I need to.
That's it.
That's all I need.
I just have one wish now. I've done everything else.
Yeah.
Whoa. After just one day in Los Angeles, Elvis asked Schilling to fly him back to the Capitol. He didn't say why, Schilling recalls, but I thought the badge might be part of the reason. On the red eye to Washington, Elvis scribbled a letter to President Nixon.
Okay. If you're Priscilla, you've learned one thing. Let him do what he wants at Christmas.
So all he wanted was a federal agent's badge.
So he wrote a letter to Nixon saying that he wanted that?
Well, he told Nixon he'd be staying at the Washington Hotel under the alias John Burroughs. After they landed, Schilling and Elvis took a limo to the White House, and Elvis dropped off his letter at the entrance gate at about 6:30 a.m. Dear Mr. President, first, I would like
to... Oh, my God, you have it? Oh, God.
Dear Mr. President, first, I would like to introduce myself. I am Elvis Presley, and I admire you and have great respect for your office. I talked to Vice President Agnew in Palm Springs 3 weeks ago and expressed my concerns for our country. The drug culture, the hippie elements, the SDS, the Black Panthers, etc., do not consider me as their enemy, or as they call it, the establishment. I call it America, and I love it.
Well, this letter is a little all over the place.
Sir, I can and will be of any service that I can to help the country out. I have no concerns or motives other than helping the country out.
What about helping the country out?
So I wish not to be given a title or an appointed position. I can and will do more good if I were made a federal agent at large, and I will help out by doing it my way through communications with people of all ages. First and foremost, I'm an entertainer.
Oh, my God.
But all I need is the federal credentials. I'm on a plane with Senator George Murphy. I'm on the plane with Senator George Murphy, and we've been discussing the problems that our country is faced with. Sir, I'm staying at the Washington Hotel, room 505, 506, 507.
Oh, wow.
I have two men who work with me by the name of Jerry Schilling and Sonny West. I am registered under the name of John Burroughs. I will be here for as long as it takes to get the credentials of a federal agent.
What?
I've done an in-depth study of drug abuse and communist brainwashing techniques.
An in-depth study of drug abuse, right, King? Yeah.
And communist brainwashing techniques, and I am right in the middle of the whole thing where I can and will do the most good.
Dude, if this is a text, it's one of those ones where you're like, why aren't they writing back?
I'm glad to help just so long as it is kept very private.
Okay.
You can have your staff or whomever call me anytime, tonight or tomorrow. I was nominated this coming year for one of America's 10 most outstanding young men.
What is going on?
That will be in January 18th in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. I'm sending you a short autobiography about myself so you can better understand this approach. I would love to meet you just to say hello if you're not too busy. Respectfully, Elvis Presley.
Wow.
P.S.
I'm on pills.
I believe that you, sir, one of the top outstanding men of America also.
This it does feel like a drunk text.
I have a personal gift for you, which I would like to present to you, and you can accept it, or I will keep it for you until you can't take it.
Boy. Okay, so cut to when he's got the badge.
Once they checked at their hotel, Elvis left for the offices of the Narcotics Bureau and Dangerous Drugs. He got a meeting with the deputy director, but he did not get approval for a bureau badge.
Yeah. What? Can you imagine?
Listen, I'm Elvis Presley.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I would like to be an officer of narcotics
division. Okay, right.
Just go ahead and give Elvis, me a badge.
Yeah. Elvis, we are big fans. Uh-huh. We love your music. We think you're terrific.
Yes, sir.
I guess what we're rubbing up against is that you have no experience and...
I know
appear to be karate. On a lot of drugs,
karate.
You know, and you keep telling us.
Did you bring the box? Let's go ahead and play Blue Hawaii.
Okay, like I told you before, nobody else is in this room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just us.
Right.
So when you turn around and you ask the band to start playing, there's
Let's
nobody there.
Go ahead
there.
And play.
King, there's nobody there.
Okay, well, all right. You know what? I just take my badge and I'll be out of here.
All right. You thirsty?
For a badge?
All right, I'm going to be back in a minute. Without a badge.
Okay, so they checked into the hotel, and Elvis, and we went to the bureau. That didn't work out. His letter was delivered to Nixon through aide Eagle Bud Crow.
Sure.
That's a terrible name. Who was an Elvis fan.
Okay.
Crow loved the idea of Richard Nixon and Elvis Presley meeting and talked his bosses, including White House Chief of Staff Bob Halderman, into making it happen.
What?
Crow called the Washington Hotel and set up a meeting. Around noon, Elvis arrived at the White House with Schilling and bodyguard Sonny West, who had just arrived from Washington. No, from Memphis. Elvis was in a purple velvet suit with a huge gold belt buckle and amber sunglasses.
Sure. Just the kind of guy that needs a badge.
And he brought a gift. A Colt 45 pistol mounted in a display case that he had plucked off the wall of his Los Angeles mansion.
Hey, I'm going to give this to the president later. Excuse me? I'm going to give this to the president and hopefully he'll give me a badge.
Which the Secret Service confiscated.
You know, we're pretty rigid on this policy.
Yeah, just thinking about guns and presidents.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this. A lot of them have been shot.
Yeah, but on Elvis Presley, right. But you're so high on drugs.
Very high.
We feel like you could shoot him through the frame.
Yeah, we think you're here to shoot him.
So, Elvis is brought in without his bodyguard or Schilling to meet Nixon. When he first walked into the Oval Office, he seemed a little awestruck, but he quickly warmed to the situation. While the White House photographer snapped photographs, the president and the king shook hands. Then Elvis showed off his police badges.
Oh, boy. Oh, this is...
Hi there, Mr. President. These are...
It's going to be so awkward for Nixon.
These are my badges.
Oh, well, it's very... This one's... very, very interesting badges.
Alabama. This one is...
look at all those badges.
Yep. I got like 19 of them.
Right.
Nix's famous tape.
Anyway, I should probably get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, here's one from Des Moines.
Oh, boy.
Nix's famous taping system had not yet been installed, so the conversation wasn't recorded.
If ever, yeah, right. But to have a reason to record conversations when Elvis is asking you for a badge.
I know, come on. But Crowe took notes. Quote, Presley indicated that he thought the Beatles had been a real force for anti-American spirit.
Oh, my God.
What about these Beatles guy up there that they're running around?
May as well be pissing all over the floor.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The president then indicated that those who use drugs are also those in the vanguard of anti-American protest. I'm on your side, Elvis told Nixon, adding that he'd been studying the drug culture and communist brainwashing. Then he asked the president for a badge from the Bureau of Narcotics. And
anyway, I'll make this real
drugs.
Easy on you.
Anyway, let's get to the point. Can we get him a badge? Nixon asked Crowe.
What?
Crowe said he could, and Nixon ordered it done. What? Hey, let's do that. Let's get this drunken, drugged out, freak.
I mean, he's really on a bender. Imagine
he's on a fucking bender.
Imagine waking up from like a bender and being like, "Holy shit, I was met the president and got a badge." Like, it's weird enough when you're like, you know, like you stole a mug from a bar. You're like, man, I got to watch myself. When you wake up, you're like, holy shit, I convinced the president to give me a badge.
Fuck me, I'm a narcotics cop now.
Yeah.
Elvis was ecstatic. In a surprising, spontaneous gesture, Elvis put his left arm around the president and hugged him. Before leaving, Elvis asked Nixon to say hello to Schilling and West, and the two men were escorted into the Oval Office. Nixon playfully punched Schilling on the shoulder and gave both men White House cufflinks. Mr. President, they have wives too, Elvis said, so Nixon gave them each a White House brooch.
Oh my God.
Why are you holding out? Why are you holding out?
He's just, like, Nixon's just throwing money at the problem. He's just like, just get the fuck out.
This guy, Elvis, is just like, hey, I get whatever I want, right?
Hey, it seems rude for me to leave without that chair. yes, of course, you can have the chair. Here, take the chair as well.
I'm going to want to
take checkers, for God's sake.
So I'm going to want to be president for a day.
Of course. Just please go soon.
After Crowe took him to lunch at the White House mess, Elvis received his gift, the NARC badge. At Elvis' request, the meeting was kept secret. A year later, columnist Jack Anderson broke the story. Presley gets Narcotics Bureau badge, but few people seem to care. In 1988, years after Nixon resigned and Elvis died of a drug overdose, a Chicago newspaper reported that the National Archives was selling photos of the meeting, and within a week, some 8,000 people requested copies, making the pictures the most requested photographs in archives history.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
There it is.
Wow.
It's completely insane. It's completely insane.
This should be a small up.
I mean, there wasn't enough info, or else I would have done it.
Oh, man.
How about that?
Jesus Christ.
It's fucking completely insane.
Wow. Gotta love Elvis.
Yep. And then he went on to become... He stopped being a singer. He was just a narcotics
guy. No, yeah. Then he was like stopping people while he was on drugs. Like, are you on drugs?
All right. Patrick!
Thank you for helping us, Patrick.
Thank you for helping. And there's your dollop.
Your personal.